Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the summer show train. The Association of American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life, brings you the Railroad Summer Show Train, starring Gordon McRae and featuring Lucille Norman, with the music of Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, script by Gene Holloway, and the choir under the direction of Norman Luboff. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to ride the summer show train back through time and memory to another year that you lived yesterday. Tonight's destination, 1934.
Are the stars up tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have a
Yes, you were singing I Only Have Eyes for You back in 1934. And maybe you thought of Ruby Keeler as you sang it.
Or maybe you thought of Dick Powell.
And in 1934, you first saw Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable in It Happened One Night.
And those were the days when Ethel Merman, William Gaxton, and Victor Moore opened on Broadway in Anything Goes and sang the wonderful Cole Porter song.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use ordinary words, writing prose. Why, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Oh, anything goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use ordinary words, writing prose. Anything goes.
The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose.
It's plain to see that practically anything goes.
There were serious things going on abroad in 1934, more serious than a lot of us realized at the time. It is the 25th of February. You are standing in Munich watching a crowd of over 1 million Nazis take an oath of unswerving loyalty to Chancellor Adolf Hitler. The oath is being pronounced by Rudolf Hess.
Adolf Hitler, unser Führer, Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
A small man stands in a nearby window watching. His shadow falls across a portion of the crowd. A shadow that will grow until it falls like a blight across half the world. Yes, the thunder of a distant war could be heard beyond the sound of voices that February day in 1934.
But everything was not serious and solemn back in those days. You watch Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire dance the Continental on movie screens everywhere.
Hillbilly bands were very much in fashion, and so were tangos. And when you had a big date, you ladies put on your favorite turbans, and perhaps this was one of the songs you crooned as you danced to the music of your favorite band.
The moon.
together, and I was wondering whether we'd meet again someday. The moon was yellow and the song was sung. That vocal inspiration gave me the inclination to give my heart away. Cupid fellow, behold, the moon is yellow, and the night is young.
In 1934, the theatrical pages of your newspaper hailed a new performer named Pinky Tomlin, who wrote a song you enjoyed all year.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand, tells me that she's mine.
And in New York City, on March 17th, an operation was performed that was the marvel of the country.
Is the operation finished, Doctor?
Yes, it was just completed.
Well, how is the woman?
She'll recover. But we removed 1,203 pieces of hardware from her stomach. That woman had swallowed 734 tacks, 89 pieces of glass. She'd eaten nails, bolts, pins, beads. You know, I'm going to remember that woman as long as I live.
In my solitude, you haunt me with memories of days gone by.
In 1934, if you had the money and were in New York, you went to see the big musical hit, Revenge with Music, starring Libby Holman. And you left the theater humming a wonderful ballad by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz that went like this.
You and the night and the music fill me with longing for love, left by the stars in the heavens.
Night and the music are done.
the moment.
The year 1934 was certainly crowded with memories. And many of you will remember the time your heart skipped a beat or two at the sight of a streamlined train that was triumphantly touring the country. Here was the last word in modern railroading, a sleek thing of beauty that sped over the rails like a dream. Yes, America had its first streamlined train in 1934. And today, no longer startling, more than 300 of these trains are operating safely, comfortably, and efficiently on railroads all across the country. The streamlined train is but one example of the never-ending progress which has given us today's railroad. Since the first streamlined train flashed across the country, the railroads have spent more than $10 billion for such things as new, more powerful, and more efficient diesel and steam locomotives, new, more comfortable, more luxurious passenger cars, new, bigger, and better freight cars, new signals and traffic controls, new rail, new yards, new shops, new and improved facilities of every sort. One result of this investment in better railroads was that when the call came in the Second World War, the railroads were able to move 90% of all war freight and 97% of all organized military travel. Railroads have not only enlarged capacity and improved their services, but they have so greatly increased their efficiency that the rise in railroad rates has been only about half as great as the increase in the level of railroad wages and the price of fuel and supplies. And because railroads operate most efficiently when they operate most nearly to capacity, the more railroads are called upon to haul, the better able will they be to hold down the cost of America's basic transportation. Which is another reason why it's good business to do business with the railroads. And now back to Gordon McRae, Lucille Norman, and the Summer Show Train's trip to the year 1934.
Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Oh, no, it isn't the trees, it's love in bloom.
1934, the year Bing Crosby introduced Love in Bloom and gave Jack Benny a new melody to haunt the strings of his violin.
The name Dillinger was in the headlines, and Rear Admiral Richard E. Byrd had to be rescued by a tractor over 100 miles south of Little America.
There was revolution in Spain, unrest in Romania, and murder in Vienna.
X-3, Chancellor Dollfuss murdered by Austrian Nazis. X-3, people...
The shape of things to come was beginning to loom ominously on the horizon. But in 1934, American moviegoers saw Grace Moore on the screen for the first time and took to their hearts the song she sang that became identified with her forever.
Oh,
Here's another melody that should make you remember 1934.
Stay as sweet as you are, don't let a thing ever change you. Stay as sweet as you are, don't let a song rearrange you.
And here's an event that occurred I'm sure everyone will recall.
There we are. Now, I'll just put you down right here for a minute, young lady. While I go and speak to your father.
Is everything all right?
Oh, everything is fine. Of course, we're going to have to watch closely, take every precaution. But I think they're going to be just fine. Think of it. You are the only man in the world today who is the father of living quintuplets, Mr. Dionne.
You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be.
Yes, on May 28, 1934, Yvonne, Annette, Cecile, Emily, and Marie Dionne were born and became legendary overnight.
In 1934, the Queen Mary was launched. And during the celebration that followed, maybe you danced to a new tune by Rodgers and Hart that became an overnight sensation.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love. What I was there for, you heard me say a prayer for someone I really could care for, and then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, oh, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream. Please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
1934, 16 years back into time and memory. Were born, since von Hindenburg died, since the Nazis pledged their loyalty to Hitler.
There is no special era that can entirely claim the Strauss waltzes. Once they were written, they belonged to the ages. Yet, one particular waltz seemed a symbol in Vienna, one particular waltz that sang of happier days that had been before, and would and must come again. Here it is as it was sung in 1934 in the year's most lavish operetta, The Great Waltz.
Forever onward, night and day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. In just a moment, I'll tell you what we have in store for you next week. The Summer Show Train is written by Gene Holloway and brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Lots of things have happened to all of us since Wagon Wheels was our favorite song of the moment. Progress was taking place all around us, and for the most part, we took it all for granted. But the tremendous strides of railroads, our railroads have made since 1934, are reflected today in greater savings for you. In the past 15 years, more than $10 billion of railroad money has brought about a greater efficiency and made possible greater economies of railroad operation. In the long run, these railroad savings have meant savings for you, whether you ride the train or buy or sell the goods that are shipped by rail. And that's why so many people find it's good business to do business with the railroads. The song, It Might As Well Be Spring, won an Academy Award in 1945. And next week, the Summer Show Train is going to take you back 5 years to the year 1945 to relive some of its most interesting happenings and hear many of its greatest songs. Songs like That's For Me, Laura, and If I Loved You. So, folks, be sure to join us again next Monday and ride with us aboard the Summer Show Train back to 1945.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. So until next week, goodbye.
Gordon McRae is currently starring in the Warner Brothers Technicolor Western, The Return of the Frontiersman. The voices of Dr. Defoe and Mr. Dion were impersonations, and the Nazi oath and voices were recordings. It's with great pleasure that the Railroad Hour Summer Show Train adds its congratulations to radio station WCSH in Portland, Maine, which this week celebrates the completion of 25 years of broadcasting. And now for Lucille Norman, Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, the Norman Luboff Choir, and our star, Gordon McRae. This is Marvin Miller with a hearty invitation from the American Railroads to join us again next week and ride the Summer Show Train back to the year 1945. And now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Jane Froman is the guest of the Voice of Firestone tonight on NBC.